Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. It's Thursday today, but how happy would you feel when you know today that is the last trading day of the week before another extended weekend? But I'll get to the not so good news out of the way first, and that is the fact that the FTSE Russell has not included Indian government bonds in its emerging markets index post its latest review. They still remain on the watch list for at least another 6 months, as FTSE believes that the Indian bonds still do not meet certain criteria. Now remember, the Indian government bonds will be included both on the JP Morgan and Bloomberg emerging market indices starting June 2024 and January of 2025 respectively. Now back to the markets, and it did appear yesterday that the market was cheering this upcoming long weekend as the Nifty recovered all of Tuesday's losses and a little more. Now that is courtesy of one stock, and that is Reliance Industries, which rallied close to its record high yesterday after that positive note from Goldman Sachs. But Reliance did everything it could, was also supported a bit by HDFC Bank, but that too could not take the Nifty past that 22,200 mark. And that for today is the key resistance level to watch for the index ahead of the monthly F&O expiry. On the downside, the levels are pretty much the same actually for the Nifty, that 50 DMA level of around 21,950, and then that recent swing low of 21,710 that it made last week. Now, same is the case for the Nifty Bank as well, as it has been stuck in this 700 point range for quite a while now. Now, despite that support from HDFC Bank yesterday, it is struggling to cross that 47,000 mark, while support on the downside remains in that 200 point zone of 46,300 and 46,500. Now, just some numbers for you. Since today is also the end of the January to March quarter, at least on a trading basis, the Nifty is up 1.8% this quarter so far. But for FY24, the index has returned an impressive 27%. Now, that's the key question for today. Can this Reliance-led rally sustain since it is expiry as well? Because the mid-cap index sold off in the second half of Wednesday's session, even as the small-cap index ended 1% higher. Now, today is also the day when the T+0 settlement pilot kicks off, and 25 stocks are part of that list, from Trent to Bajaj Auto, and that entire list is available on CNBCTV18.com. Now, it may be the last day of the week, the quarter, the financial year, but the one thing that does not stop are block deals, and today we'll see one in IDFC First Bank, and it's likely to be a clean out trade as Cloverdale Investments, which is a Warburg Pincus affiliate, will look to sell its remaining 2.25% stake in a deal that is valued at nearly 1200 crore rupees. The floor price is 75 rupees a share, which is lower than the previous block that happened in December. Since we are on the subject of block deals, a large one took place in Aster DM yesterday, and some notable buyers in that include SBI Mutual Fund, the Small Cap World Fund, Nippon India, and ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund. Now watch out for BHEL after it won a 4,000 crore rupee order from Adani Power for the Raigarh Phase 3 thermal power project in Chhattisgarh. Now this is the company's second order that it has won in March and the fourth one that it has won this year. Now remember, we had highlighted last week as part of our D-Street chatter that the company is likely to win another order. Dr. Reddy's has signed an exclusive distribution agreement with Sanofi India Healthcare to promote and distribute the vaccine brands of Sanofi Healthcare in India. Now earlier this week, Cipla had also signed an agreement with Sanofi, but that was for distribution of its central nervous system brands. Now, Alkem Labs may see a negative reaction today after the US FDA has issued a Form 483 with 10 observations for its Baddi unit. However, none of these are data integrity observations, and the Baddi unit was inspected from the 19th of March until yesterday. Another pharma stock in focus is Zydus Life, and that has been issued a Form 483 with 4 observations by the US FDA for its onco-injectable manufacturing plant at the Ahmedabad SEZ. Now, that plant was also inspected from the 18th of March until yesterday. We keep an eye out on Biocon as well, with news just coming in that it has received the UK healthcare department's approval for a diabetes drug with becoming the first generics company to obtain approval for a diabetes drug in the United Kingdom. So positive news coming in there for Biocon. Also keep an eye out on Texmaco Rail, which raised 250 crore rupees through its QIP. Some interesting names that have been allotted shares. The Abu Dhabi Investment Authority is one, Societe Generale is the other, but one Samina Special Situations Mauritius has been issued half the shares of this QIP. It's the last day of the FNO series, but there are two stocks that are still in the FNO ban, and those are Hindustan Copper and Z Entertainment. Sale is out of the ban today. For the complete list of stocks to watch out for, there are plenty of them, yes, log into CNBCTV18.com. The handover from Wall Street has been positive. The S&P 500 closed at a record high and is set for its best first quarter since 2019. Now, Asian markets are mixed as we speak, even as the Australian markets have hit a record high. The Japanese index is down 1% is the Nikkei, and the GIF Nifty as of now is indicating a flat start for our own markets. Now, that's all for today. We hope it's raining gains in your portfolio, similar to the sixes that were raining in Hyderabad last night. Have a wonderful long weekend, and we'll be back on Monday with all the action that you need to know. Thank you so much for tuning in, but stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.